Here is an illustrative story that also involved a physical healing. It's probably one of the top two experiences I've had to date in terms of being spiritually educational. It was the summer of 1969, after my junior year in college, and I was doing 6 weeks of Navy ROTC midshipman training aboard an old destroyer, the USS Charles S. Sperry, DD-697, out of Newport, Rhode Island. After standing many long quarterdeck watches in port, in ill-fitting white dress shoes, one of my feet became infected and swollen. I was fortunate to be able to take weekend liberty and travel to my parents' summer house in Rockport, Mass., some hours away by bus. I remember sitting at the desk in their living room on a Saturday morning, preparing to pray for my foot, which was by then looking like it had swallowed a bloated pink softball. What little I knew about Christian Science treatment was that the first rule is to allay the fear. So I searched my mind and wrote down on a notepad all the things I would be afraid of, and then started to systematically pray about each item. I wouldn't be able to fulfill my shipboard duties. I didn't know how to give a Christian Science treatment. I wasn't capable of it. It wouldn't work. I would get blood poisoning and lose my foot, or worse, etc. Then I reached out to what I knew of God for the spiritual truth about each of these fears, and used prayers of spiritual reasoning to see my way clear of each of them, specifically affirming the truth and denying the error in each case. At some point, after an hour or two, I felt comforted and confident that my prayers were complete and effective, that I had handled all the fears. At that point, expecting healing, I looked to see if my foot was better, and was disappointed and a little perplexed to see no change at all. As that day continued and into the next, I periodically revisited my prayers and wondered how, what was then to me an obvious truth, my spiritual perfection as an image of God, was to be manifested in the physical healing of my foot. On Sunday, I hobbled with my parents to the local Christian Science church service and then hobbled back home again. While waiting for my mom to prepare lunch, I went out on the patio under a sunny blue sky and read a Christian Science Sentinel, the weekly periodical that includes testimonies of healing. This one included a testimony from a woman who had had a disfiguring growth on her face. The woman had been praying with a Christian Science practitioner, and during one call, the practitioner asked her if she was healed. The patient said no. The practitioner asked, "How do you know?" The patient said, "I looked in the mirror." The practitioner said, "That's not how you tell if you're healed. You look to spiritual sense to see the real spiritual man that you are." That really hit me. I realized I shouldn't be looking at my foot for the proof of healing, but to spiritual sense. So I put my socks on, so I could no longer check the condition of my foot. I had been working with the idea that man is really spiritual, not material. So I looked up to God and reached out in thought, as if looking up beyond the sunny blue sky, even outside the material or human realm, to see my spiritual selfhood, to see God's spiritual man. And pretty much immediately, I saw it. Well, actually, I saw an abstract image that was somewhat geometrical and seemed to have a reflective quality to it. It was like a triangular pattern of clear ice held vertically, like a mirror with an extraordinary twinkling brightness shining through. But the visual representation was not the important part. When I looked at it, it was like I automatically knew things. It was as if seeing this mirror-like abstract representation was conveying to me pure spiritual information. The first thing I knew about it, and I've struggled to put this into words, was that it had an unbelievable and almost overwhelming quality of wholeness, a fathomless, ineffable wholeness, with many exclamation points. Right in the heels of that recognition was the awareness that due to this extraordinary and perfect wholeness, it couldn't possibly have a problem. The next thing I saw was like I was in a mirror looking out on the original. And I was aware that I was related to, in fact, defined by, this wholeness as its reflection. I had a relationship to the thing I was seeing, as if I was its reflection in a mirror. That defined me. It was my source. And I was aware of the precision and exactness of that relationship. I immediately knew that what it was reflected exactly in what I was. I was aware that my own identity and selfhood, my being, came directly from that original. With all this, my human beliefs were completely dominated and transformed, and I absolutely knew I was healed. As I was sitting there basking in the glow and wonder of this experience, I had no thought of my human situation, no concern, no interest. The spiritual knowing I had experienced completely superseded all of that. All of this had taken place entirely above my sense of my physical self and body sitting on the lounge chair. When all this was finished, and the whole process may have taken less than 10 seconds, I came back down to earth, so to speak, where I was sitting in a lounge chair on the patio in the summer sun. Immediately, I felt a tingling in my foot, like pins and needles, that lasted a few seconds, and I thought to myself, ah, that must be the physical healing taking place, although it had already taken place completely in my consciousness before I even landed back on the ground, so to speak. It seemed like my physical sense of myself was simply conforming to the spiritual, where the healing had already taken place. I put on my shoes and laced them up, had lunch with my parents, then took the train into Boston, walked a mile with luggage to visit my sister, and then took the bus back to the ship that night. And I never looked at my foot or ever had a problem with it again. In retrospect, it was apparent that what I saw at first wasn't actually me. It wasn't just my spiritual selfhood. It was way bigger. It was a universal, as if one infinite spiritual manifestation of God's perfect spiritual man. My experience was, and is, just one individual instance of that reflected, astounding spiritual wholeness, as you are.